bringing you the very best in contemporary music. Traditional music. I'm just waiting on Jesus.
All with real Christian.
And the Word of God.
You know, you get you some good friends and you hope they're going to be with you always. But when you get in trouble, you can't find them. It's part of the process, because God trying to cut folk that always pulling from you but never give back to you.
It's all live right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Good morning, this is Melissa C., and I'll be right here with you playing the very best of gospel music from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., so let's get started for the next 30 minutes.
Do you love me? Do you love me? my soul. And all that remains. In season, out of season, His love you can always depend. God's been blessing America a long time. America, America, America.
It's time to
touch the love. Yes, it is. I know, without a doubt. When you get in trouble, He's there to bring you out. There's a written guarantee.
Jesus speaks to me, and
You know I'm
be alright.
I'll be alright.
I'll be alright.
I'll be alright.
When I make
when
it.
I'll be
alright. Said that
I'll be alright.
I'm gonna put on my
old white robe.
You're gonna.
Gospel music, old and new, quartet, and contemporary Christian music. Join us Monday through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina, and catch the wave.
I found healing.
You're tuned into the Stellar Award-winning internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
On your radio.
Yo. Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired. Showcase fellowship inspired.
You are now in the mix.
Call him
Jesus.
I call him
Jesus
in the morning. I call him
Jesus
when
noon.
call him
Jesus.
Call him
Jesus.
I call him
Jesus.
In the morning, call him Jesus.
When the sun goes down,
I call him
Jesus.
Jesus. I call him
Jesus.
In the morning, I call him
Jesus.
In the noonday, I call him
Jesus.
I call him
Jesus.
In the morning, I call him
Jesus.
When the sun goes down, sometimes along this journey, way get dark. Low get heavy. At that time, I have to steal away, look up toward heaven, and I just catch my counseling eye, and then I look up and I just call his name. I call him
Jesus.
I call him
Jesus.
I call him
Jesus.
I call him
Jesus.
In the morning,
Jesus,
I call him
Jesus.
Late at night,
Jesus,
I call him
Jesus.
When my road get rough,
Jesus,
I call on him
Jesus.
When my burden get heavy,
Jesus,
I call on him
Jesus.
When everybody done left me,
Jesus,
I call on him
Jesus.
When it looking like I can't
Jesus.
Make it, I call on him
oh,
and now I just wonder, is there anybody here tonight ever had to call on him? Is there anybody here ever have to call on him? When the doctor walks away, I want you to tell me, is there anybody here? No, he's a doctor. When the doctor came, what's y'all? Anybody here know he's a burden bearer? Anybody here know he's a way maker? Anybody in the building know he's a provider? Anybody here right now know he's a doctor? Anybody know he can heal? Anybody know he can heal? Anybody ever call him? Anybody ever call him? Well, do you mind? Do you mind if I call him? Do you mind? Do you mind? Let me call him. Can I call him? Can I call him? Can I call him? For United States. Can I call him? For I'm a soldier tonight. Can I call him? Just for you tonight. I call him. I call him. I call him
Jesus
in the morning. I call him
Jesus
in the noonday. I call him. I call him. I call him
Jesus
in the morning. I call him when the sun goes. Call on Jesus,
he'll be right there.
When you call that name,
he'll be right there.
When you call on Jesus,
he'll be right there.
Go ahead and call.
Call on Jesus, he'll be right there.
Go ahead and call him.
Call on Jesus, he'll be right there.
When your money gives money,
he'll be right there.
Change things kind of strange,
he'll be right there.
You got to call the name.
us to the top of the hour. I'm Melissa C. Hope that you're having a great day. If you would like to make a request, feel free to call me at 347-215-8049. Now let's get back to more music with Melissa C.
It ain't no harm.
Thank you. Yes, you will.
I know.
Can I tell you what he'll bring you through?
the truth. All of my heart, all of my heart, all of my heart, through all my pain.
God will bring you through.
My God
will bring you through.
I don't care what the situation is. I came to tell you, God.
God will bring you through.
Great, come and help me sing tonight.
My God will bring you through.
Anybody know the Lord will? He'll bring you through, yeah.
God will bring you through.
I know you hear me talking to you. Anybody know the Lord will, yeah.
My God will bring you through.
There's no problem too hard, no.
God will bring you through.
No problem too big.
My God will bring you through.
There's no problem too small.
God will bring you through.
There's no problem too hard for my God.
My God will bring you through.
You ought to turn to your neighbor and tell him, say, God will, he will. Yes, you will. That same God that delivered Moses, yes, sir. Yes, sir. That same God that got Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego, yeah. Listen, that same God that was in the lion's den with Daniel, yes, sir. He'll bring you through, yeah.
God will bring you through.
I believe he will. He'll bring you through, yeah, yeah.
My God will bring you through.
Mr. Drake, come on, give him a hand, y'all. Don't worry about what you're going through.
God will bring you through.
I believe he's gonna deliver.
Yes, he will.
My God will bring
you through. You ought to tell somebody, he may not come when you want him to come. Come right on time, yeah, yeah.
God will bring you through.
There's somebody here tonight.
My God will bring you through.
Going through a situation. I dare you to lift that hand up tonight.
God will bring you through.
You lifting that hand up to say, Lord, I surrender to you tonight.
My God will bring you through.
Encourage that neighbor next to you while you got that hand up.
God.
Grab that neighbor by the hand and lift that hand up like this.
My God will bring you through.
And say, neighbor. Say, neighbor.
God will bring you through.
This hand you're holding has been through trials. Has been through tribulations. But you're looking at a miracle tonight. You're looking at somebody standing right here. That he brought me. Say, he brought me. He brought me. He brought me.
Don't worry. My God will bring you through.
Don't put your trust in your money now.
God will bring you through.
Don't put your trust in your own ability. Yeah.
My God will bring you through.
I dare you now to put your trust.
Until you
can.
You can, Jesus.
I know you can, I know you can.
I want you to.
I need you to.
Here I am.
Here I am.
I want you to.
I know you can, I know you can, can. I know you can, I know you can, can. If you can, can, or what can you? If you want it, yes, you can, can.
I've got more music coming your way on this beautiful day. I hope your day is fine. We've got to take a break to the station ID. We'll be right back right after this.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
If you would like, feel free to write us at our mailing address by NFI Radio Gospel Network, P.O. Box 97651, Raleigh, North Carolina 27624. You can also join us on our website at nfiradio.com. You're catching the wave with Melissa C.
Well, he didn't have to do it, but he did. Come on, y'all, help me say it. Yeah, he didn't have to do it, but he did. What did he do, y'all?
Woke me up this morning.
Well, yeah, he didn't have to do it, but he did. Y'all to help me church in this house tonight. Woo! Yeah, 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 yeah. He didn't have to heal me, but he did. Tell you that he didn't have to heal me, but he did. What did he do, y'all? Heal my body. Woo, come on. Woo. Hallelujah. Come on here, put them hands together. Well, didn't have to heal me, but he did. Everybody saying that he did. What did he do, y'all? Heal my body. Hey, hey, he did. Heal me, buddy. Y'all help me say, buddy, he did.
Woo!
Did it,
buddy.
Y'all don't feel that.
Did it.
Let me see you clap your hands.
Did it.
Didn't have to save me.
It
didn't have to raise me. It didn't have to make a way. I bet he healed my body.
Yeah.
But
you
didn't have to do it.
little. Already told you can't straddle the fence, but this time I got a question for you. That question is, how you gonna do right with them?
Do wrong, my
church folks. How you gonna do right with them?
Do wrong, my
yeah, there ain't no way you can do right with them.
Do wrong, my
I come to tell you that you're
best.
Yeah. Let me tell y'all for a few minutes. Listen to this. We always hug and say we love each other. We hate and deny on our sisters and our brothers. We walk in the front and give the preachers our hand. Walk out the door, say that's a man I can't stand. If you want to know why the church can't grow, a folk like you need the Holy Ghost. A ghost sister too, I tell you what you ought to do. Get down on your knees until the Lord change you. How you gonna act right with them? They even are trippin', y'all trustees need to stop that pimpin'. Watch that singin' about the Holy Ghost of power. My boy already told you that you need a revival. Why remember singin' with your long road home after shakin' and faking and singin' your song, doing your thing all night long? That's the reason why I wrote this song. How you gonna live right with them?
Phone, talking about the thing that you know is wrong. I'm
This is Melissa C. Let's go back old school with a song I know you will enjoy.
Waiting for you, so you don't knock. You just walk on in.
I'm a walk
right, wind and low.
Oh, yeah.
Short to read this low.
Oh, yeah.
Travel both night and day.
Oh, yeah.
So tired, could only pray.
Yeah.
She's my light, my guide.
Oh, yeah.
Ever by my side.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm walking, not knocking into heaven with pride.
Oh,
you don't knock.
The door
to
heaven is in.
There's
love and joy for you
to share.
Good share the whole day through.
I know
my friends are bound
to rest.
To rest in a heavenly nest.
You don't knock, ring, push your hole. The door's wide open, waiting for you, so you don't knock. You just walk on in. I have no need to fear.
Oh yeah.
He's ever near.
Oh yeah.
He'll know my work was true.
Oh yeah.
So glad the day is through.
Yeah.
Word for me to say.
Oh yeah.
Didn't think I'd make my way.
Oh yeah.
So I'm walking, not knocking into heaven. Goodbye.
Why?
You don't knock.
You don't knock. Just walk on in.
The door.
The door to heaven.
There's love.
There's love and joy for you.
To share.
To share.
Mama, I try.
Join us at NFI Radio Gospel Network on Facebook. I'm Melissa C. Join me Mondays through Sunday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Welcome to 30 Minutes Power of Prayer Request Hotlines heard Mondays through Thursdays at 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. You can call in right now at 347-215-8049. Hebrews 11:1, and it reads, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Join us as we touch and agree by faith, believing for your miraculous deliverance and healing. As we join together in unity, touching and agreeing in the name of Jesus Christ. Come and join right now, live. 30 minutes, power of prayer. Let's go live.
Hello, Victorious Ones. How are you doing? I want us to pray for the children. Someone posted a video about children being abducted, being murdered, and being robbed of their organs. Now, I've seen this over the years, so this is nothing new. But as warriors, I want us to pray for our children. We don't want them to be hurt. We don't want them to be kidnapped. We don't want them to be abused. We don't want them to die prematurely, amen? And so I want you to touch and agree with me for our children, and so I'm going to pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Father God, for waking us up this morning, oh God. We thank you, Father God, for your love, for your kindness, for your mercy, for your grace. Father God, we ask you, oh God, to forgive us, oh God, of all of our sins. Please cleanse us, O God, of all unrighteousness, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we cover ourselves in the blood. We cover our families in the blood. We cover our spouse in the blood. We cover our children in the blood, family and friends in the blood. We cover our community in the blood. We cover our co-workers in the blood, Father. We cover our neighbors, O God, in the blood. Father, we cover the body of Christ in the blood. Father, I cover the person who's listening to me. I cover them in the blood, along with their household, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask for warrior angels to be released, oh God, right now to fight for our children, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Right now, we release our children from any inherited bondage and limitation in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, please send your acts of fire to the foundation of their lives, oh God, and please destroy every evil plantation in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father God, we release our children from the grip of any problem, O God, that was transferred to them, O God, even in the womb, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we break and loose our children. We set them free right now from every inherited evil covenant in the name of Jesus. Father God, we burn every demonic chain, oh God, to ashes, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus. We break and loose our children and set them free from every inherited evil curse in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you for delivering our children, oh God. Father God, right now we bind every strong man that's trying to hold them back. We bind these strong men right now and cast them to the abyss. In the name of Jesus Christ, we paralyze them. We destroy their powers in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father God, let the roots of family witchcraft, oh God, be uprooted, oh God, from the foundation of their lives right now, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh God. I thank you for hearing, oh God, my prayer, oh God. Right now, Father God, we ask, oh God, that you'll break any curse of rejection, oh God, that came upon our children, oh God, from the womb, oh God, in the name of Jesus, back to Adam and Eve, oh God. We break all curses of deformity, infirmity, and sickness, oh God, that's in their bloodline, oh God, back to Adam and Eve, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father God, we release our children from every inherited disease in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We break and loose them right now from anything, oh God, that's blocking them, oh God, from growing in you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We destroy any demonic hindrances, oh God. Every demonic hindrances, oh God, we command the spirit of death and hell to loose its hold upon their lives right now in the name of Jesus. Let them go. We break every demonic circle in their lives right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, break every curse of automatic failure, oh God. Automatic failure mechanism, oh God, that's working, oh God, against them right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. We release blessings upon our children. Break every curse, oh God. I bind every spirit of abduction. Yes, I bind and cast cast into the abyss, every evil spirit, every spirit of murder and death and sickness and every fornication spirit, every lying and deceptive spirit, every rebellious spirit, proud spirit, I bind and cast you into the abyss in the name of Jesus, and I release the Holy Ghost upon our children in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Right now, I Father God, I silence every evil dog that's barking against our children's breakthrough in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father God, I let every agent of disgrace, backwardness, and shame, Father God, that's released against our children, oh God, be destroyed right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Be destroyed right now in the name of Jesus. Anything that any disgrace that the enemy has released upon our children, every backwardness and shame that the enemy has released upon our children, we destroy now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father God, I pray that you will raise them up, oh God, and you will, like you did, oh God, with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father God, I pray that you'll pour down wisdom upon our children and understanding, oh God, holiness and truth, oh God. I pray, dear God, that the scales will fall from their eyes, oh God, that you restore their soul, oh God. Deliver them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, cause them to be extraordinary in school, in the workplace, in their families, oh God, in ministry, oh God. In the name of Jesus, set them ablaze with your spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus. In the name, Father God, cause them to fulfill their divine purpose, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, that our children, oh God, will hunger and thirst after righteousness, oh God, and that you will fill them up, oh God. I pray, dear God, that you will open up divine doors, oh God, for them, oh God. Blessed doors, Father God. Promote divine possibilities, oh God, in their lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Right now, we destroy every covenant, oh God, that's not of you, oh God, that's over our children, oh God. We break these covenants right now with water spirits, desert spirits, witchcraft spirits. Father God, any spirit that's not of you, oh God, serpent spirits, we bind and cast them into the abyss in the name of Jesus. And I release the Holy Ghost upon our children, every unconscious evil soul tie and covenant with these spirits right now. We destroy right now in the name of Jesus. We burn to ashes with Holy Ghost fire, every soul tie, every cord, every evil cord right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh God. I thank you, Father, that our children, oh God, are protected as they're going to school, oh God, coming from school, protected in the schools, protected in the classrooms, the cafeteria, the bathrooms, oh God, protected in any office they go into, oh God, protected. Father God, open up the minds of their understanding, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, that they'll begin to hunger for knowledge, oh God, so that they can begin to be educated, oh God. I come against every learning disability spirit. I bind and cast you into the abyss. I pray, dear God, that you will show our children how they learn best, oh God, and that they will tap into it, oh God, and that they'll begin to understand their lessons, oh God. I pray, dear God, that they will walk in obedience, oh God, to their parents, honoring their parents, oh God, honoring leaders, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I break the backbone of rebellion right now, stubbornness and pride. I bind and cast you into the abyss in the name of Jesus Christ. I destroy every witchcraft that has been released against our children. Burn to ashes in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for raising up our children. I burn up every demonic egg. I burn up every demonic root. I burn up every demonic seed. I burn everything, oh God, that's not of you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And we plant your word, oh God, in their hearts, oh God. And I thank you, Father God, that you are causing them to be connected to you, and they're bearing much fruit, oh God, in you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. They will live holy. They will live holy in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Our children are going forward in you, oh God. Thank you, Father God, for the favor that's on their lives, oh God, that they will not live in poverty. I bind every poverty spirit and cast them into the abyss. And I decree and I declare that our children will be prosperous. Prosperous, oh God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Their foundation is pure. Purified with the blood of Jesus. I thank you, Father, that you're shining your light, oh God, in their souls, oh God. I thank you, Father God, that you're uprooting the root cause of any chronic failures, oh God, in their lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus. In the name, you're restoring our children, oh God. Restoring the years of conqueror worms ate up in their lives, oh God. In the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that you're promoting them, oh God. I thank you, Father God, that you're healing every damage that was done to them, oh God. And you're protecting them, oh God, from abuse, oh God, and neglect, oh God. Hatred, oh God. I pray to God that they will not be bullied, oh God. I pray, Father God, that they will not allow themselves to be bullied, oh God, but they will rise up and speak out against wickedness, oh God. I pray to God that you give them strong spirits, oh God, that the enemy can't mess with them, oh God, and that they'll rise up in the spirit of Jehu, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, I cover this prayer in the blood, oh God, and there will be no backlash or retaliation. I decree and declare that our children are walking in the spirit and they're not fulfilling the lust of their flesh. Father God, we know, Father God, the works of the flesh, oh God, are lust. Father God, lust against the, Father God, lust and all kind of wickedness, oh God. So Father God, we pray, dear God, that they will crucify their flesh, oh God. I thank you, Father God, that they will say no to adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contention, jealousy, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murder, drunkenness, revelry, oh God, and all such spirits, oh God, and fleshly behavior. I pray, Father God, that they will say no. I bind these spirits and cast them to the abyss, oh God. And I thank you, Father God, that our children are crucifying their flesh, oh God. Father God, according to Galatians, oh God, Galatians 5, oh God. And I pray, Father God, that you pour out your spirit on them, oh God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That they will be led by the spirit, Father God. And not by the law, oh God, and not by their flesh. That they'll walk in love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, oh God. I pray, Father God, that you raise them up in ministry, oh God. That they will be your pastors and teachers, oh God, evangelists, oh God, apostles, oh God. Father God, I pray, dear God, that they will be your prophets, oh God. That they will work in the kingdom, oh God. That they will love you more than the world. Father, that they will want you more than the world, oh God. That they will start reading their word and fasting and praying, oh God, and hungering for you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we destroy every shadow that's fallen on our children. In the name of Jesus, Father God, surround them with a hedge of protection, oh God, and a hedge of thorn, oh God, so that they would not go down the wicked path, oh God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, keep them safe, oh God, like you did with Jabez, oh God. Father God, we pray the prayer of Jabez over them, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, bless them indeed. Bless them indeed, oh God, according to 1 Chronicles 4:10. Father God, bless them and enlarge their territories, oh God. Keep your hands upon them, oh God. Keep them safe, Father God, from harm, oh God. Keep them free from harm, oh God. I pray, Father God, you keep pain away from them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, that you are granting their request, oh God. And I thank you, Father God, that you are answering this prayer by fire, oh God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I thank you in advance, oh God, for the mighty breakthrough and deliverance you're doing for our children. Father God, on this day, September 17, 2017, I decree and I declare, oh God, that you are doing a great thing in our children. Even though some of them have been brought low, you're bringing them up high because we know that the seed is low, the root is low. But Father God, great things come out of the seed and from the root, oh God. And so I pray that, God, that you would transform every low situation, Father God, that's in their lives, oh God, into elevation. Cause them to rise up on wings as eagles, oh God. I pray to God that they will begin to grow high as the oak tree, the oaks of righteousness, oh God, that you're calling them to be, oh God. Father God, I pray to God that they will have favor, oh God, and increase in their lives, oh God. I pray to God that you begin to speak them through dreams and visions, oh God. I pray to God that you pour out your spirit upon them, oh God, like you promised in the book of Joel, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I have to pray, Father God, that there will be a blessing to their parents, oh God. I pray, Father God, that you will give them supernatural wisdom and knowledge and understanding and obedience, oh God, and gratitude. Help them to be grateful for what they have, oh God, being thankful and blessing your name, praising your name, oh God, forever. In the name of Jesus, I pray, oh God. Oh God, I thank you. I thank you, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Heal them of every hurt, oh God. Heal their broken hearts, oh God. Renew their minds, oh God. Those who have emotional issues and mental illness, heal them, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, heal their bodies, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, oh, God. Thank you, oh, God. Bless them, oh, God. May they grow up and get married to godly spouse, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And have blessed children, oh, God. In the name of Jesus. Raise them up as your entrepreneurs, oh, God. Yes, Lord. Let them not get trapped, oh, God, working 9 to 5, oh, God. But raise them up, oh, God, to be great business owners, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father God, let them be better, oh, God, than we are, oh, God. Let them excel, oh, God, in their spiritual lives, oh, God, in their families, oh, God. Father God, in their careers, oh, God. Let them excel, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Cause them to write books for you, oh, God. Cause them, oh, God, to invent, Father God, invent different devices, oh, God, just to be inventors, oh, God. Let them do great things for you in the name of Jesus. Raise them up to be the Moses of their generation, Abraham, Joseph, Father God. Even the woman with the issue of blood, how she humbled herself, Father God. And when she went low, you caused her to be high, oh God, by healing her. Cause our children, oh God, to humble themselves in prayer and get their victory on their knees, praying, fasting. Father God, cause them to be like Mary Magdalene, oh God, when she was transformed. Father God, cause them, oh God, to be like Mary, oh God, who poured out the oil, oh God, from the alabaster box, oh God. Cause them to be your Joshuas, oh God, and your Deborahs, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, oh God. Thank you. Protect their bodies. Let them not be robbed of their organs, oh God. Let the doctors not experiment on us and our families, oh God, ever again, oh God, giving us the wrong medication and trying to get us to be sick so that they can get us to buy medication so they can get money from us, oh God. Father God, destroy the works of darkness, oh God, that's in this world, oh God. Protect the righteous, oh God, and save those who are connected to us, oh God. Save them in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray that God, you send godly friends to our children. Godly friends, oh God, to them in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I pray that God, that they'll walk by faith, that they'll believe in you, oh God. That, Father God, they'll believe in the Lord Jesus. And so their whole household can be saved. According to Acts 16:31, Father God, you said that for us too. That if we believe in you, Father God, Father, believe in Jesus, we'll be saved, Father God. And our households will be saved, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And pray, Father God, that you'll bless us and keep us and make your face to shine upon us, oh God, and be gracious to us, Father God. Turn your face toward us and give us peace, oh God, according to Numbers 6, oh God, 24 to 26, oh God. I pray that our children will be courageous, oh God, strong and courageous, oh God, not afraid and not discouraged, oh God, because you are with them, oh God. Help them to know, oh God, that you are with them wherever they go, oh God, according to Joshua 1:9, oh God. I pray that, God, that they will be content with you, according to Hebrews 13, oh God, that they will just be content, oh God, with you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that they will speak positive words, oh God, and inspire others, according to Ephesians 4:29, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I pray, Father God, they'll be faithful to you, oh God. Father God, according to the 1 Samuel 12, oh God, 12:24, oh God. Pray, Father God, that your favor will be with them, oh God. According to Psalm 5:12, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Pray, Father God, they will be quick to repent when they mess up, oh God, and ask you to forgive them, oh God. According to 1 John 1:9, oh God. Pray, Father God, that they'll be fruitful, oh God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, and that they will have godly relationships, oh God, according to Proverbs 13:20, oh God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. That they are in good health, oh God, and their souls are prospering, according to 3 John 1:2, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God, that they're walking in humility, oh God, according to Philippians 2, oh God, 3-4, oh God, in the name of Jesus. That they're walking humbly before you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that they have integrity, according to Proverbs 10:9, and that they have your joy and they're strong, according to Nehemiah 8:10, oh God. Thank you, Father God, that they are kind, according to Ephesians 4:32, oh God, and that they're walking in love, oh God, because you love them, oh God, according to 1 John 3:1, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Thank you, Father God, that they're obedient, oh God, according to Ephesians 6:1, oh God, and that they're patient, oh God, according to James 1:19, oh God. Father God, thank you, Father God, that they are protected, oh God, according to Psalm 91, oh God, and that they have peace, oh God, because their minds are on you, oh God, according to Isaiah 26:3, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that you're providing for them, oh God, according to Philippians 4:19, that they're pure, oh God, according to Psalm 119, oh God, verse 9, oh God. Thank you, Father God, that they have a purpose, oh God, and they will be successful, according to Jeremiah 29:11, oh God. Thank you, Father God, that they're showing respect to others, oh God, according to 1 Peter 2:17. I thank you, Father God, that you're saving our children, oh God, according to John 3:16, oh God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I praise you. Thank you, Father God, for filling them with wisdom, oh God, according to Proverbs 9:10, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This will be the year, Father God, we're going to see a change in our children, a change in our children, a change in our children, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh God. Favor is going with them, oh God. Restoration, Father God, is following them, oh God. Your Holy Spirit, oh God, is being poured out upon them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, heal their hearts, deliver them, oh God, set them free. Hallelujah. We rejoice in advance. Amen.
To lift your voice now and embrace this place. Come on. You have access into the presence of God. I need every worshiper to saturate this room with worship. Oh God, we love you, we love you, we love you, we love you. Come on, I can't hear you. Open your mouth and release your worship in the room. Oh, come on, I need a worshiper to raise up a worship in the presence of God. You're welcome here, you're welcome here. You're welcome here, you're welcome here. Thank you for receiving me. Anybody just grateful? I know I don't deserve it, but I love this place. Here in one place, I love this place. Oh, thank you for accepting us. Thank you for receiving us. Oh, Rabbi. Woo! Here in one place. I love this place. Yeah. Thank you for accepting me. You tell him, thank you for receiving me. You didn't have to, but I thank you for accepting me. Every voice tell him, thank you for accepting me. Thank you for receiving me. Thank you for accepting us. Thank you for receiving us. Thank you for accepting us. Nothing so great that we've done, but I thank you for accepting us. Hey, somebody ought to tell him, thank you for receiving me. I've been disobedient sometimes, but I thank you for accepting us.
Just release it out of your mouth. Somebody do it. Guess what? Because he didn't have to accept you. Sometimes we get just too familiar with the presence of God. And we ought to just take a thought back about a year ago when I was way out of your will. But I thank you for accepting me. When a lot of people turned their backs on me, I thank you for receiving me. I love this place. Here in one place. You say, I love this place. Every hand lifted now, tell them, thank you for accepting me. Last time, thank you for receiving me. Don't know how, but you did it. Made a way. Standing here, not knowing. Get through this test, but holding on to faith you know best. Nothing can catch you by surprise. You got this figured out, and you're watching us now. And when it looks as if we can't win, wrap within your arms and step in. And everything we need you to supply. You got this in control. And now we know that you made a way. When our backs were
against the wall, and it looked as if it was over.
Lord, you.
And we're standing here,
only because
listening. And now let's join Apostle Janet Rutten with Turn on the Light radio broadcast from Raleigh, North Carolina.
We greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, from whom all blessings flow. This is the Turn on the Light broadcast, where we are illuminating the world with the glorious light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Jesus said in John 8, verse number 12, he told the people, he said, I am the light of the world, and he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. And we're just excited to be back with you on another Monday afternoon from 1 to 1:30 with this particular broadcast. And we're just thanking God for all that he's saying and doing. We would like to give honor to the NFI radio staff, to Reverend Kearney, to Apostle Barbara Watkins, and, of course, to each and every one of you that would take time out of your busy schedule to tune in to the Turn on the Light broadcast. We're just thankful to God. And so we're going to get right into the word on today. We won't be up here with you long because we have an appointment, but we dare not put anything before God and assignment that he has placed on our lives. Glory to God. And I pray that you can hear me good. I have my microphone on. Glory to God. We're going to come from a very familiar subject, a very familiar passage of scripture. As I was talking to a sister in Christ one day last week, and she began to tell me about some things that she was going through. And it seemed like what she was saying was so familiar with what I've heard others witness and say that they were going through as well as myself. And so the Lord sent me to a particular passage of scripture that's very familiar to us. As a matter of fact, we actually look at these particular passages of scripture during the time of Easter. Glory to God, we want to talk about the resurrection, the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This particular passage of scripture is recorded in Luke 22, 39 through 46, and that's where we'll be taking our topic from. And so when we begin to look at this particular topic, we know that Jesus was on his way to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples also followed him. And it said, and when he was at the place, he said unto them, Pray ye that you enter not into temptation. And he went a stone cast and kneeled down, and he began to pray to the Father. He began to say unto the Father, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. So we want to talk from the subject this evening, nevertheless. When we think about the word nevertheless, we know it's an adverb that means in spite of that, notwithstanding, all the same. And when we begin to look at this particular passage of scripture, we know that Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane. And Gethsemane means, it's a noun that means the olive press. Glory to God. And so when we the olive press, we know it is a press in which olives are squeezed to make olive oil. Even down to there is a process that takes place when they get to the olive press. We know that the olives arrive from the olive grove. And then, number two, they are washed carefully using water. Three, the olives are pressed to turn them into a paste. Four, the olives undergo a malaxation whereby the paste is kept moving to encourage the oil to seep out. Mm-hmm. Number five, the oil is extracted using decanters to separate it from solid residue. Mm-hmm. And number six, the oil undergoes centrifugation to remove liquid extracts. And we know that when all this process is completed, the oil is stored in stainless steel silos and kept at a constant temperature. In other words, when we begin to look at this particular passage of scripture, as we said that he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, mm-hmm. And the word lets us know that Jesus was 100% God and he was 100% man. And he's in a place where the humanity side is coming out of him. He was not in Gethsemane because he did not know what his assignment was, or he was not there to question God concerning the assignment. He was not there because he had doubt, because he wanted to change his mind. But he was in what I would call the olive press. He was feeling the weight of the assignment that God had placed on his life. He was feeling the pressure. He looked into that cup and he saw all the sin that was in that cup. And he understood what it was he was about to undergo. So he was in what we would call the olive press. Mm-hmm. And so he was in the Garden of Gethsemane. And when we began to look at it, as we said before, it wasn't because he didn't know what his assignment was, but he knows he came into the world to seek and to save that which was lost. He knows that he came to give his life as a ransom for many. He knows that he came to be the propitiation of our sins. He come to take our place so that we could not, we did not get what it was we rightfully deserved. But he stood in the gap to bridge the, to reconcile fallen man back to his creator. So we know that Jesus knew what his assignment was. So he was not questioning his assignment, glory to God, because even down to when we examine John 10 and 11, he says that I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. 10 and 17, he said, I lay down my life that I might take it up again. And Hebrews 10 and 7 says that then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me to do thy will, O God. So we know that Gethsemane was a place where your soul is exceedingly sorrowful unto death. Mm-hmm. Because the same words are recorded in the Gospel of Matthew 26, verses 36 through 46. So we know that Gethsemane is also a place of agony and earnest prayer. And when you think about agony, agony is an extreme physical or mental suffering. It is the final stages of a difficult or painful death. And this is where Jesus found himself at. But he began to say unto the Father, he said, Father, if it be thy will, because he knew that the Father could do anything, glory to God. But he said, if it be thy will, he said, if you will let this cup pass from me, he said, nevertheless, not my will, but thine will be done. So when we continue to think about Gethsemane, Gethsemane is a place where you begin to sweat because you're being squeezed so that the real oil comes out of you. Gethsemane is a place where the real assignment comes into view. And as we said before, we know that he came and he preached the acceptable year of the Lord. He came and he performed miracles, signs, and wonders. But his real assignment was about to take place. And that assignment was that it was time for him to go to the cross. Mm-hmm. And so when we think about Gethsemane, Gethsemane is a place where you, your will is broken. And when we think about the word will, we know that it is the faculty of the mind by which we determine either to do or forbear an action. It is the faculty where which is exercised in deciding among two or more objects, which we will shall embrace or in pursue. It is the will is directed or in judgment. And so we know that in any of you that's going through anything today, if you will be honest with yourself, as you are in your garden of Gethsemane. Mm-hmm. Gethsemane is the place where we come to die to our fleshly desires, our worldly desires, our emotions. It's a place where you come to a realization that I can no longer allow my flesh to control and dictate my divine destiny. And we will be honest with ourselves when we look around today, especially in the house of the Lord, especially amongst the body of Christ, there's too much flesh on display. There's too many emotions on display and getting in the way of God. But before we get happy concerning this message, there is a problem between us and Gethsemane. Mm-hmm. And the problem with Gethsemane is the nevertheless. There are many of us, we will be honest with ourselves, we are in our Gethsemane. And yes, we'll hurry up and say, not my will, Lord, but thy will be done. But if the truth is really told, we struggle with the nevertheless. Mm-hmm. Some of us are in our place of struggle. And it's at a place called nevertheless. You don't want to give up your real will for God's will. Glory be to God. But as the songwriter said, that the safest place in the whole wide world to be is in the perfect will of God. That's why we are feeling the press of the assignment that God has placed on our lives. We are feeling the stress and the heat from the world, where the world is talking, pointing fingers at the church, and the church is pointing fingers at the world. We're in a place now where God is calling us. All boots have got to be on the ground and all hands on deck. God is calling us to a place where we're going to do or we're gonna die. Glory be to God. It's either we're going to do the will of the Father, or it's either we're going to turn around and we're going to walk away. Mm-hmm. It's either we're going to allow God to use us in the full capacity that he wants to use us, what he created us for, what he designed us for, that the thoughts and the plans that he thinks towards us are coming into view now. Thoughts of peace and not an evil to bring us to and expect. We're coming to a place now where God is letting us know that we got to lay down our life. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. and live a life that's pleasing unto the Lord. Glory to God. And that is what Jesus did. He laid down his life. The word of God said that a man scarcely would do it, but Jesus laid down his life for a friend. Glory be to God. And we're at that place now where our flesh has got to be broken. Glory be to God. Where we are willing to give up, glory be to God, the worldly desires, the things of this world. Because the Bible tells us in 1 John, I believe it's either chapter 2 or chapter 4, that the only thing that's in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. But these are the things that we got to forego now. Glory be to God. We have got to truly walk in the Spirit and not try to fulfill the lusts of the flesh. Glory be to God. And so we're in a place now, glory to God, in our walk with God, where it's either we're going to believe him for real, or our yes is going to be yes for real, or it's either, glory be to God, he's got a replacement. Glory be to God. He's raising up a remnant. Mm-hmm. They're not caught up in the things of this world, but they're caught up in God. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. They're caught up in the kingdom assignment of God, that they're here to advance the kingdom of God in the earth. We're at a time now where God is saying, as Moses said in Exodus 32 and 26, he said, who is on the Lord's side? It is a time now where we truly got to stand and hold up the bloodstained banner. We got to stand flat-footed on the word of God and be willing to do the will of God, regardless of what it will cost us. Yes, we're going to lose some people in this season. Yes, you got to walk away from some family. Yes, there are some things you're going to have to walk away from, and everybody's not going to understand your assignment. And you got to stop looking to man to validate you. You got to stop looking to people to understand your assignment, getting mad when they don't help you, because God is the one that gave you the assignment, and everything you need, he's already provided. But we're in a place now where we're struggling with the nevertheless. Mm-hmm. You're in a place now where your yes has got to really be yes. Mm-hmm. You're in a place now where you're really going to say, not my will, but thy will be done, God, on earth as it is in heaven. Even down to 1 Kings 18 to 21. We know that the prophet Elijah said unto the people, how long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. Mm-hmm. Are you going to follow the Lord, or are you going to follow after man? Mm-hmm. Are you going to follow after your own fleshly desires? Mm-hmm. Or are you really going to go down in the Garden of Gethsemane and allow your flesh to be broken? Glory be to God. Be a place of brokenness. Be a place of where you feel the squeeze, where what's really in you will come out of you so that God can pour out his Spirit upon you and refill you. Glory be to God. And the fresh oil and new oil will begin to pour out of you. Glory to God. Even now to Joshua 24 and 15. And we're going to leave you with this passage of scripture right here. A very familiar sermon, very familiar passage of scripture. When Joshua noted it was his time for his departure, it was time for him to go and sleep with the forefathers. Joshua said unto the children of Israel, after he took them back over, put them in remembrance, and took them back over the ground in which the Lord had brought them over. Excuse us, glory be to God. We got to get a sip of water here. Glory to God. Joshua told the children of Israel how he brought them out of Egypt with a high hand, how he kept them in the wilderness, that none of them grew old and their feet didn't swell. He let them know that, glory be to God, that none of them died of sickness or disease, but it was because of disobedience. But when it got to Joshua 24 and 15, if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose ye this day whom ye will, whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell in. But he let them know, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So now you're in your Garden of Gethsemane, and it's time for you to make a decision about who it is that you're going to serve. It's time for you to make a decision whether you're going to live for the Lord, whether you're going to walk in holiness and righteousness. Glory be to God. Are you going to lay down your own thoughts? Are you going to lay down, glory be to God, your own ways? Glory be to God. Are you going to forsake your will for the will of the Father? Are you going to walk in love? Are you going to help your fellow man? Are you going to help your brother and sister? Glory be to God. Are you going to do the will of God? Are you going to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ? Are you going to show forth love that men might know that you are God's disciples? Glory be to God. What are you going to do? What is going to be your decision in this hour and in this season? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we thank you right now for this word, God, for letting us know this pressure that we're feeling, for letting us know what it is that we are facing in this season and in this hour, God, how we're feeling out of sorts right now, God, how we feeling like we're in a place where we don't know what to do, but we know what the assignment is, God. But Lord, help us, God, as we struggle with the nevertheless. Help us to go forth in the things of you, God. Help us to walk forward and advance the kingdom of God in the earth. Help us to walk in love, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Help us to hold up the bloodstained banner, God. Help us to stand flat-footed on the word of God and preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Hallelujah, glory to God. Help us to stand up and call sin, sin, God, and not worry about what they may try to do to us, God. Because you said no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment shall be condemned. So, Father, in the majestic and powerful name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Lord, Father God, help us, Lord Jesus, to let your will be our will, God. Help us, Father God, in the majestic and powerful name of Jesus, to seek after you, God. In the name of Jesus, because we want you, God. Not because of material things. Not because, God, we got a need. Because, God, if we seek after you, God, and seek after the kingdom of God and righteousness, all things will be added unto us. You say you already know what we have need of even before we ask. Help us, Father God, to truly, truly believe in the finished work of the cross and know that you love us, God, that you have a love of us, God, in the name of Jesus. We are the apple of your eye. And just like our natural fathers, oh God, would not forsake us if we go to them, Lord. We know that you are our earthly father, and you will not withhold no good thing from us. But Lord, let us set our sights and our focus on the kingdom assignments, the things of you, God, in the matching and powerful name of Jesus, where we will have true victory in our lives. This is our prayer, Lord Jesus. Father, let this prayer prick somebody's heart today. That somebody will call and say, what must I do to be saved? Where somebody will fall down on their knees and cry out to you, God, if they don't call me or call the radio station and say, Lord, what must I do to be saved? Somebody else will cry out in their home, what more can I do, Lord? That somebody will realize that it's time for to submit ourselves unto you, O Lord. And when we fully submit, that we will commit to the things of you, God, in the majestic and powerful name of Jesus, the Lord, that you will be our first and foremost priority, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We thank you for this opportunity right now, God, to minister to your people, God. Oh, hallelujah, God, as we will compel dying men and women to come in. Glory be to God. That those of you that don't know the Lord and are pardoned of your sins, is there ever been a time that you need to come in? It is right now. Because the things in this world are not going to get any better. We see that the Bible is fulfilling itself each and every day. We see there are floods in Kentucky, fires in California, sickness and disease everywhere, famine is in the land. I had a friend of mine that has a food bank. She said they gave out 90 bags of food, but they did not send them any meat from the food bank. They had no meat. There was another, her nephew, brought in an 18-wheeler truck to feed people. But there was no meat to be found on that truck because meat is hard to get now. The Bible is fulfilling itself. People are doing whatever evil comes to their mind, they're doing it. We're seeing demonic activity on every hand. And I know there are people that are preaching doctrine saying, you know, people want to hurry up and say, this going on because of this. But the Bible is specific. Romans 6:23 says the wages of sin is death and the gift of God is eternal life. Sin comes at a price. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we just thank God for each and every one of you. And the subject of the day was nevertheless. Glory be to God. We came out of Luke 22. Glory be to God. And we pray that God will continue to bless you and that heaven will smile upon you. This has been the Turn on the Light broadcast, where we are illuminating the world with the glorious light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're sorry that we had to cut it short today, but we have an appointment that we have to go to. Please know that we love you with all our hearts, and we want you to win. We want the best for you. We want you to live the best and blessed life right now. Glory be to God. God got something for you on this side. Glory be to God. Some people are waiting to be in the sweet by and by until they leave here. But God got something for you on this side right here. But it's time for us to live a life for God. A life goes with it, to make application of God's word in our life. The world is looking for an answer, and we are the answer. We are the light of the world. We are the salt of the earth. We are the example. God, to bless you is our prayer. Take care.
You've been listening to Apostle Janet Wooten with Turn on the Light radio broadcast. Be sure to tune in every Monday at 1 o'clock p.m. until 1:30 p.m. on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Welcome to 30 Minutes Power of Prayer Request Hotline.
Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Waking up, thanking God. Every day is feeling just like Sunday. White fly by my side. Green light, everything is going my way. Riding clean, living dreams. Just left the barber and I'm feeling like Midas. Heard him say, give him praise. For soon the water got you acting like this. Ain't a day go by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed, yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed, yes. Playing cards, laughing hard. Barbecuing, waking up the whole block. Music loud, turning out. Little kids are breaking out the bus stop. Life is good, really good. And every moment, no, I can't forget. I gotta say, I won't change. You're the reason that I am like this. Ain't a day go by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes, living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed, yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed.
Expecting you. Catch the wave. NFI. North Carolina. Georgia. California. New York. Seattle, Washington. Around the world. In studio. NFI. Radio Gospel Network. The number one quartet station in the world.
Take driving. If you let it run, you wanna drive, don't you? Y'all might as well come on, get with me, because I'm on things I get tired. Don't let him drive your car. Some of y'all got the devil riding with you. Oh, don't, Lord, let him drive your car. Can I tell you what happened? If he drive your car, he'll take you too far. Don't let him drive. Play, son. Y'all ain't too scared to come on and clap your hands, everybody. Come on. Everybody.
Don't do it,
say.
Don't do it, don't do it, don't do it.
No, don't do it.
Well.
Woke me up
this morning.
Well,
thought it'd be alright.
Don't you want
heaven is where I want to go. That's where Jesus is. I want to see Jesus' face one day when he appears. I want to see him just as he is, with his love just for me. I don't want to die and lose my soul, but heaven is where I want to be. Don't you want to go? Don't you want to go? Yeah, yeah.
Don't you want to go?
Don't you want to go? The word that God gave to me to give to you. We're living in the last days. People are changing. Our world is changing. It seems as if our world is going around in circles. The devil is on the outrise. But I want you to know something, that in these changing times, don't you dare let the world change your mind.
don't do it. Please don't do it. Come out from under the world. Come out from under the world. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Ah, you don't need it. Come on. Come on, follow me. You ought to come on. Come on, follow me. The word of God says, be ye therefore followers of Christ as ye little children. Walk in love, walk in peace. Come on and go with me. My father's house. Come on out of the world. Come out of there. Get out of there. Come on and go with me, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because David said the steps of a good man are ordered by the law.